by me being active on the weak side, you know, whatever happens on the weak side, you know, I'm always there having everybody else back and, you know, just being active, getting blocks, denying the ball, making energy plays, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, it's something different. But it's something I got to get used to and work on.
That play against Duncan in the first quarter, an example of that?
Yeah. You know, Rudy did a good job guarding him. Duncan got past him. I guess he was kind of worried about Rudy blocking the shot. Rudy didn't pay attention to me coming from the weak side. So, you know, that's something that, you know, I can play to my strength with my athleticism and defensive instincts. You know, don't have to always guard the main guy, just come from the weak side and play that way.
Thanks.
So, you've been in the league a few years now. Do you start seeing people that you maybe want to pattern your game around, or someone you feel like you play a lot like?
Yeah, it is. There's a couple guys like that. You know, by me being in the league for a while now, and from last year to this year being a focal point of the offense, you know, the defenses, they throwing different things at me, you know, whether it's double teams or whatever you want to call it, because I'm a focal point of the offense now. So, you know, I just try to go out there and just learn different ways to score the ball and be effective on the offense.
Thank you. Talk about the defensive effort tonight. You've actually had a couple of good games for the team defensively the last couple of times. What's been the difference?
Just communicating, the energy. You know, just being active on the weak side and on the ball. You know, just going out there playing hard, basically, on the defensive end.
No, not in the locker room, but a year ago, people start talking about tanking, losing games, things like that. Seems like just nobody's talking about that right now, obviously. I mean, I'm just wondering if you feel a difference in the locker room this year, just in terms of, you know, where you guys are and the progress you've made, that sort of thing.
Yeah, we went through all that last year, you know, all that tanking talk, and we need to lose games here and there. Excuse me, we went through all that last year, but, you know, this year, you know, we improved a lot from last year. We learned a lot. And, you know, we're not trying to go out there and lose games no more. We're trying to go out there and just build on what we got and keep improving every year to get back in the playoffs.
You like playing spoiler against a playoff team, giving a playoff team a loss?
That's the way we got to play right now. You know, obviously, I mean, anything can happen. But, you know, that's how we got to play right now, just keep improving, keep getting better as a team individually. And by next year, you know, hopefully we can be a team that's fighting for a playoff spot or, you know, in the playoffs or whatever.
Thanks, man.
You guys really are a team. Everyone steps up, some other player every night. Just talk about how impressive that is, that you guys really do play as a team.
It is. It's good for us. You know, we don't want to be one of those teams where, you know, one guy do everything offensively. You know, obviously Gordon, our main offensive guy, basically. But we want to be a team where, you know, anybody can have a good night. Anybody can take most of the shots or whatever and have a great night. So, you know, we just want to play as a team offensively, move the ball, be unselfish, and get everybody involved offensively.